Hello everyone. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that's absolutely fundamental to understanding the entire world of chemistry, the classification of elements. Think of the periodic table as the ultimate cheat sheet, and by the end of our chat, you'll be a pro at reading and understanding this amazing tool. Now, why is this so important? Well, imagine trying to learn about every single ingredient in a giant kitchen without any labels or organization. It would be chaos, right? That's what chemistry was like before the periodic table. This chapter is crucial for your exams because it lays the groundwork for everything else we'll learn. We'll journey through the history, see how scientists like Mendeleev and Moseley pieced things together, and learn how to find any element's address on this incredible chart. Let's start with the story of how we got here. For a long time, chemists had all these elements, but no real way to organize them. Then came Dmitri Mendeleev, a brilliant Russian chemist. He proposed something called Mendeleev's periodic law, which said that the properties of elements are related to their atomic masses. He did something amazing. He arranged the elements we knew about, and he even left gaps for elements that hadn't been discovered yet. He was so clever that he even predicted what those new elements would be like. However, Mendeleev's table wasn't perfect. For instance, he had trouble placing hydrogen, and he had to put some heavier elements before lighter ones to make their properties fit. This is where Henry Moseley comes in. He discovered that atomic number, which is the number of protons in an atom, is actually a more fundamental property than atomic mass. This led to the modern periodic law, which states that properties are periodic functions of their atomic numbers. This is the law that underpins the periodic table we use today, and it fixed all the issues from Mendeleev's first draft. Now, let's talk about navigating this fantastic grid. The periodic table has 18 vertical columns called groups, and 7 horizontal rows called periods. Here's a neat trick: all elements in the same group have the same number of electrons in their outermost shell, which means they tend to behave in very similar ways chemically. And for periods, all elements in the same period have the same number of electron shells. One of the most important skills you'll learn is how to find an element's address, its block, period, and group, just from its electronic configuration. Let's take sodium, with atomic number 11. Its electronic configuration is (1s²)/(2s²)/(2p⁻³⁶)/(3s⁻¹). The last electron goes into the s subshell, so it's an s block element. The highest shell number is 3. So it's in the third period. And for S-block elements, the group number is just the number of electrons in the last S-subshell, which is 1, so sodium is in group 1. Pretty neat, right? And here's a pro tip for finding groups: for S-block elements, the group number is the number of valence electrons. For P-block elements, you add 10 to the number of valence electrons. For example, chlorine has 7 valence electrons, so it's in group 10 plus 7, which is group 17. So, we've covered the historical journey and how to read the basic layout of the periodic table. What do you think happens to an element's properties as you move across a period or down a group? Let's explore that next.